And welcome everyone to anypreppzone.com. This is the Prep Zone Report, of course brought to you by MD West One, Nebraska's most advanced sports medicine, orthopedics, neurosurgery, and spine care, covering Greater Omaha for over 70 years. Z-Long, more importantly, that's Mike Sauter. Jake Anderson will be back with you next week. For now, you get to deal with us.
Yeah.
And Sauter, it's the end of the year, which means it's time for holiday basketball tournaments.
Yeah.
The big one in town this week, of course, is the Metro
Holiday Tournament
at Ralston Arena. And on the boys' side, it's going to get pretty stout.
Yeah. So some kind of interesting, I guess, bracketing or developments happened Friday. Friday night, Omaha North beats Millard North. So this is the first year in, I think, ever that they've waited until the third week to seed this tournament. Normally, it would have been seeded last week or before or after week two, not week three. So they waited, and look what that did. Changed the bracket totally, which obviously is very good. So you have Central as the one seed. Millard North is the two seed, and then the three seed is Omaha South, and four seed is Bellevue West, because South just beat Bellevue West, minus Chucky Hepburn. So that North beating Millard North win, one, it ticked Omaha North up to the seven seed, and it dropped Millard North down to the two seed, I'm guessing. All these seeds are done by the high school coaches send in to the athletic directors, and they're the ones that do the seeding. So
it's not one person sitting here deciding the entire bracket.
And Prep gets the five, which is good. They beat a really good North Star team on Saturday night. So and Omaha Westside gets the six, and North, like I said, is seven. So Omaha North, if they beat Millard West, which I think could be a really good game in the first round game, it's at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. They could get a rematch with Millard North just one week later, really. So, or I guess a little over a week later on a neutral court and everything like that. So, just want to touch briefly on that Omaha North game.
Because that's the reason. Central's undefeated. Yeah. That's why they're the number one seed.
Right.
But then the big one last week that had Twitter afflux
and
everyone else was Omaha North upsetting Millard North, and Omaha North is extremely hard to predict right now because of what they've done.
They're 3-4, but they have a win over Millard North and a win over Omaha South and a win over Omaha Bryan. And they have a close loss against Pius. Papilla Vista kind of handled them. They also have a loss to Central, kind of beat them pretty bad, and then they lost by one to Omaha Burke on Saturday after beating Millard North on Friday night. So the consistency isn't quite there with North right now, but Walchol has been playing great all year. He had 28 on both Friday and Saturday, I think. He had 28 and 11 on Friday night. He's basically the reason why Omaha North beat Millard North. That and Millard North didn't shoot the ball very well, or from the free throw line or just from the field, and had some foul trouble. But Walchol is a guy that has had a really nice year, so we'll see kind of how if they were to beat Millard West, which I think is would be one of the best games of the first round.
Right.
If they're to beat Millard West, they'd play Millard North first, and then if you like really good guards, and this is totally looking ahead and just going by seedings, if you like really good guards on that half of the bracket, you have South and Omaha Westside. Both teams dominated by their guards. If Westside can beat Papillion South, they played once already this year and did beat them. And then Omaha South and Millard South, if Omaha South can get by Millard South. Again, I'm just going by seeding and, if it should work out that way. So it's a pretty wide-open tournament, I think. I think, really, you look at Prep-Gretna, that's a good matchup.
Right.
Even for Gretna, I could see them winning that game. Burke, I could see beating Papio. Or vice versa. I mean, really, you look at it and you're like, okay, these things could happen. Like,
it's early.
The
verdict is still out on every one of these teams.
Right.
Hence the disparity in what you see Omaha North has done. And then
due
to the fun of this holiday tournament, Mike, as we were discussing, additional round there, if we do get Omaha North and Millard North in a rematch, 8:45 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so scheduling is very interesting, if you will. So the quarterfinals or the second round of winners bracket side, all on both of girls and boys, it'll start with the girls in the morning. So the girls will play in the morning, and then the boys' quarterfinals will be 3:30, 5:15, 7, and 8:45 on New Year's Eve. Have fun with that.
You know, if you play your cards right, Mike, and the games get behind, you might actually be able to physically ring in the new year inside Ralston Arena.
Inside Ralston Arena, yeah, that'd be great. Kidding. But
we're kidding. We're not being mean to the tournament, we promise.
It
does make it tough on
how
fans.
And they had to do it because the arena is already booked for something else on the days. They normally don't do that.
Right.
As far as we'll see, they might be a new thing that they start now. So we'll see how it shakes out. But then the championship game or the semifinals are on the second.
Right.
I think 3:15, 5:15, 7, and 8:45.
That's
and
correct.
Then the boys championship is at 5:15. I think the girls is at 3:30.
On the
third.
Right.
So the boys side, really, like, you look at the bracket and you could see a lot of upsets in here as far as according to the seeding. I think the seeding kind of came out right. Last year there was a lot of complaints about the seeding, so that's why they kind of moved it to that next week or waited another week. And I think the seedings so far as the season's gone on, how it's played out, I think they kind of got them right.
And it's going to be a fantastic indicator as we build into the second half of the season. Because as you've mentioned and as we profiled this week, they're off right now.
Right.
They cannot do anything. This
5-day moratorium right now.
That's right. It's no practice, no game. So it's going to be kind of a calm period for us. But they're going to get back after it with this Metro tournament. And some of these teams, depending on how their schedules work out, they may not see each other again until at all or until late in the season.
Yeah, districts or state or something like that.
It's going to be a heck of a gauge for where our Metro teams are. And then over on the girls' side, not as much of a tight bracket because there's some really, really good teams led by Millard South, who has just been they've been hurting people.
Yeah.
They've been hurting people really bad.
Millard South is the prohibitive favorite. I think one, to win the state championship, let alone this tournament, they are clearly the favorite. They got the one seed. Papillion La Vista got the two seed, which feels about right, too.
And to their credit, they've been playing well.
Correct.
Their margin of victories have been really big.
The three seed is Omaha West Side, and then the four seed is Millard North, defending state champions. I kind of look at this. I'm like, it feels about right. Omaha Burke got the five. Millard North and Burke played a really close game a couple weeks ago. Or in week two, Papillion's playing really well. Benson and Northwest may be the one team that you look at. You're like, it might be seated a little low. I saw them against Millard South. Millard South's just so much. They are clearly.
You look at their roster. They're loaded with next level talent. It's
clearly
a really good team.
The top team in the state. No question about it.
Right.
But you know that 8-9 game is Marion Bellevue West. That could be close. Papio South Burke is the 5-12. You kind of look at these and you're like, I could see all these, you know, Northwest Benson. I think that could be a really fast paced game. That's at 7:00 on Monday. So you look at it really, you think kind of chalk, and definitely Millard South is without question the favorite to win it.
It would be a major surprise
if they don't win this tournament.
Interesting dynamic there. If those seeds do play out, and that's a big if because there's a lot of rounds to this thing.
Yeah.
But if you get a Papio La Vista and a Millard South matchup, I looked ahead. They don't play again to the last game of the season.
Right.
So that might be, if those are going to be prove out to be your two elite teams in the Metro, which there's a lot of basketball left to be played, could be a good tournament. And like I said, you want to go watch a really good basketball team, go watch Millard South.
Yeah, they play fast.
They're fun. They really
press and do all that stuff. They're really good. I just don't see them losing a game. Like, if they do, it'd be a shock. Maybe a West Side. That West Side, if it is West Side and Papillion La Vista in the semis, that'll be pretty fun. And then if it's, you know, I could see a West Side, maybe Millard South. You know, Millard South's just kind of head and shoulders better than everyone else. It'd take a really off night, one shooting.
Right.
Two, someone to play, have to really play zone against them to get that done. I just don't know. I don't see it, really.
And of course, Mike and the whole crew will be out there all week with full coverage of the Metro on the girls and boys set, of course. So stay with us. Not the only tournament in the state this week. Before we get into that, though, a word from our sponsor, MD West One.
As the official team doctors for high school and college teams across Greater Omaha, MD West One Sports Med Doctors can get you back into the game stronger than ever. Meet the Sports Med team at MDWestOne.com or call 402-390-4111.
And as we mentioned before the break, Mike, there are other tournaments across the state this week. The HAC, the Heartland. That's another tournament with some good teams out there, of course, primarily being played in Lincoln.
Right.
And right now, on the boys' side, you look up there, and no surprise to anyone, there's Pius.
Yeah, Pius has had a really good start to the year. They're the one seed. And they do it based off of wild card points. So Pius got the one, Kearney got the two, North Star got the three, Lincoln Southeast the four, Grand Island five, Southwest six, Lincoln East seven, Lincoln Northeast eight, Lincoln High nine, Norfolk 10, and Fremont 11. So really, the one you'd see, North Stars probably maybe should have gotten the two if you're just doing it
and
off
then
of seeding.
Is it correct? They will get Donovan Williams back?
They might by the – yeah, maybe if they can – maybe. I don't know if quite yet.
Now, obviously, close. You can throw the seeding out the window when you get someone like
right.
that back.
And so they have him and Brendan Clement. I mean, they're really good. They played in a really tough environment. They were – beaten Prep on Saturday night in the Christmas in the cage game, and then they ended up losing in overtime. Played a really, really tough game. Pius is really, really good. Coach Spica has done a very nice job of building that program. Even before the season, you're like, I remember talking with him and just saying, man, you guys are gonna be good. He's like, oh, I don't know, we lost Charlie Easley. And I'm like, well, you got like everyone else. I say this all the time, but all the Pius kids, they look the same. They play the same.
Wouldn't be a coach if you didn't say, oh, I don't know about that, Mike. I don't know how good we're going to be.
They play hard. The Hoiberg brothers have been a huge addition to what they do. And they, like I said, they play really hard. Colby Rada shoots the ball well. And if he's having an off night, someone else can step up. I really like what Pius is doing, just as a program whole. They don't need one guy to lead them. And consistently, they kind of haven't. It's been up and down a little bit. But they're undefeated so far this year. And clearly, I think coming into this tournament, you know, obviously the favorite being the number one seed. The one game is Southeast and Grand Island is the 4-5 matchup. That Ajante Hogan has had a nice start for Southeast. How does Southeast match up with the two kind of big guys and Them Kang and Isaac Trout? Isaac Trout's off to a nice start in his sophomore year. He's more of kind of a wing even for a 6'7", 6'8" guy. And then North Star will get the winner of of Southwest and Fremont. Likely is Southwest, but you never know. And then Kearney will get the winner of Lincoln East and Norfolk in the kind of bottom half of that bracket. And then the consolation games are called the non-winners games.
Oh, boy, here it goes. Here we go. Stu was coming out all barrels firing last night on Twitter. Traditionally, these brackets, when you lose, you go to the loser's bracket. Mm-hmm. The HAC has renamed this the
non-winners games.
The non-winners games. I guess that's supposed to make us all feel better about getting beat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Take the scoreboard down. Maybe that'll make everyone feel better, too.
Whatever.
I'm being mean. I'm sorry.
A North Star, and even if it – I mean, any of these – really, if you look at Pius, you would expect them to beat Lincoln High or Northeast in their first round matchup. And then even if it's Pius Southeast or Pius Grand Island, the winner of that game in playing North, the final could be really good on 2:45 on New Year's Eve. It's always New Year's Eve they played their final that day. So, and it's at Lincoln North Star. So I think that final could be real interesting.
We'll have a much clearer picture of Class A
between
both the Metro and the HAC.
After these two, there's a couple, and I just want to touch on real quick. I guess we'll get to the Hat Girls, and then we get to kind of a couple area tournaments I want to talk about, but go ahead.
Sorry.
HAC on the girls' side. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for controlling the script for me.
Yeah.
On the girls' side, you want to see one of the best players in the state? Look no further than the number one seed, Fremont.
Yeah, Taylor McCabe is awesome. Scores the basketball really well. She has a handful of offers. You look at offer from like Wisconsin, Nebraska, Creighton, all over.
The first of many.
She's way good and only going to get better, can really score the basketball. Fremont is actually very good. They went 3-1 in Arizona, the Nike Tournament of Champions, or I think that's what it's called, in Arizona over the weekend. So they did pretty well. And Lincoln High has a bunch of size. Northeast has McKenna Minter. Pius, again, has a bunch of size. Lincoln East, not a lot of size, plays super fast and really good too. So those are the top 4-5 seeds there.
And that's stout. That could be a really good semifinals and finals with that HAC girls side.
Yeah, Fremont, and then that bottom half of it's Pius East, just kind of a matchup, different matchups. Markowski at Pius obviously is really good, and she's committed to South Dakota State. So that's your the way that bracket shakes out. Really, what would be really fun is if it's Fremont East, because the pace could be pretty quick and really good guards in that game.
And as we mentioned, don't want to just concentrate on Class A, of course. There are other tournaments where we're going to get to know a little bit more about where the state rankings and maybe where the state powers are kind of playing out.
I think, the one, Platteview has a nice tournament with Platteview and Beatrice and North Platte, and I'm forgetting the fourth team. Ashland Greenwood always has a nice tournament, too. They might be able to, I might sneak over there, kind of try and make my way around some of the tournaments, but probably going to end up Friday at Platteview for the two boys games.
There you go. So point being, if you want to ring in the new year with some high school basketball, we just gave you more options than you could ever wish for. And of course, we'll have full coverage at anyprepzone.com. Stu, Mike, Mike Patterson, Mike 2.0, can we call him that?
Right.
I'm sure that would make him real happy. All those guys will be out there, of course. You can see all the results, of course, on anyprepzone.com, omaha.com, or the paper. Mike, you can pick up a physical paper. We'll fill it full of photos and other fantastic stuff, and you can go from there. And of course, if you want to show some more love, you can follow Sauter on Twitter. Tell him the handle.
Mike Sauter, OWH, is Twitter handle.
Instagram, we love you on Instagram.
Mike Sauter, Mike Sauter.
Of course, you really want to show some love, buy a subscription.
Yeah.
Buy it as a Christmas gift. Buy it as a New Year's gift. We don't really care. Buy it as a Valentine's gift. Nothing says love you like information. Right.
Right.
Yeah, we're off the rails. We're absolutely off the rails.
I think we're done.
Key point is we're going to take a little bit of Christmas break with the kids, as they're doing right now. We'll be right back with you for the Metro Conference, the Heartland, and full coverage from across the state. That's Mike Sauter. I'm Z Long. This has been the Prep Zone Report brought to you by MD West 1.